In 10th grade, I remember we had a substitute come in, and she gave us an essay to write on whatever topic. And my mom, I guess she was just kidding because she didn't think I was going to do it. She was like, well, why don't you just write a paper about immigration? And I looked at her, and I was like, I thought we weren't supposed to talk about that. And I got curious. So I wrote my essay on why immigration reform is needed in the United States to help the youth become a productive generation. And as I'm standing up there presenting my essay, she stops me. And she was like, put the paper down and tell me what you wrote. And I started talking to my class about why it was important for the United States to create an immigration reform so these kids could have a future. I was like, knowing that you're not going to be able to go to college, knowing that they don't want you here, that's enough to send somebody into a depression. And this one girl in my class, she stands up and she was like, well, my uncle got his job taken away by an illegal immigrant. And I just looked at her and I was shocked. And like, I couldn't speak. And I was embarrassed because I couldn't defend myself. So from that moment on, I started looking more and more into immigration and the laws of it, how it works. And my dad saw that I was learning more and more and more, and he put a stop to it because I wasn't documented. But when I graduated, they called me up to the counselor's office and they're like, oh, Estella, we need your social security number for the HOPE scholarship. You have a 3.3, that's your HOPE GPA, so you can get school paid for and you don't have to pay a lot in your books. And I was like, my what? And she was like, your social security number. I was like, I don't have one. And she's like, well, does your mom have it? I was like, no, I don't have one. I wasn't born here. And I remember her looking at me and telling me, what a waste of knowledge.
But that didn't stop you.
Nope. I went to this empowerment summit and we were just teens, just graduated, and we're like, this is a problem. We don't have papers. What are we going to do about it? So I started having immigration forums at my parish. I started contacting immigration lawyers. I started contacting other activists, nonprofit organizations, so I could get people into my parish to talk to people and to talk to teens about you're undocumented, but that's not it. Like, there's more to it. I started a program called Educate Ya No Hay Excusa. And basically what I do is I provide scholarship information, college information to undocumented students that want to continue their education.
Basically, you wanted to find a solution to you. Why did you choose to help others in the process as well?
Because I know what it feels like to be hopeless. Like, I wish somebody had given me that opportunity from early on. I wish somebody had gone into my middle school and said, if you're undocumented, don't worry. Continue to bring your grades up. Continue to behave. There are ways to go to college. But nobody did that, because nobody was talking about it. I wanted to help them the way I wish somebody had helped me. And just to see their faces light up, it was worth it. That was enough for me.